This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 10th. Okay, the CPI is out. It was better than expected. Energy was up 3.9 in May. Owner's equivalent rent, shelter costs, was up 0.3%. That's a big deal because it was up 0.6 a month before. So that means rental costs are dissipating. Once we back out energy, the core CPI was only up 0.2%. So that was lower than expected. And of course, Treasury yields are now lower. So as long as the Treasury market liked the report, we should like it. Now we got the PPI tomorrow. We'll see if the higher energy prices are still increasing the price of goods and services. They probably are because of higher diesel costs, transportation costs, but we shall see. The other comment I have is the stock market is in the process of retesting those lows it made on Friday during the sell-off. So basically, you make a low, you bounce, then you go back and retest, and you have to keep retesting till volume dries up, okay? Now, we got a lot of excitement coming this week because the SpaceX IPO looks like it's oversubscribed 4-to-1, okay? And after the SpaceX IPO, we'll have the Anthropic IPO. Now, even though I don't do IPOs, it still makes investors excited. Now, the main reason I don't do IPOs is after they gap up, then they back and fill because there's a lockup of insider selling. The lockup expires for insiders, and then they start to sell. I usually look at IPOs a year later after all the insiders have sold and cashed out. And then I can better analyze the risk. I can better analyze the fundamentals. So so that's that. But the fact that there's a bunch of IPOs out there is still good news. And companies are taking the strength of the IPOs and doing secondary offerings. We saw Google do it. We see Supermicro just did it. So we'll be fine, folks. People or companies are just taking advantage of the situation to raise capital. Our companies, of course, earn money. They have incredible sales growth. They've got incredible order backlogs. So we'll be fine. One last comment is the situation between the United States and Iran is kind of like the gang that can't shoot straight. I realize when we fire at Iran, we are very precise. But when they fire at us, they're not precise, even though they did take out a Black Hawk helicopter. Okay. The bottom line is this is an economic war now, not a military war. The naval blockade is cutting off funds to Iran. They're doing that to basically defund the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard Corps. And there is a leadership vacuum in Iran, which is why they can't apparently do a deal. So obviously new leadership will emerge, and then hopefully we'll be able to negotiate with them. And then hopefully we can reassimilate Iran into the world, because the IRGC really did ruin it for them. And Iran's no different than Cuba. You know, in Cuba, the military runs the economy. In Iran, the IRGC runs the economy. And so as these factions are taken out, then the people can grow and prosper. Obviously, Cuba hasn't cooperated yet. Our CIA director was down there visiting them a couple weeks ago, offered them $100 million if they stop taking advantage of other people in Cuba. Rubio did a great video explaining how the Cuban people are very successful as soon as they leave Cuba. So we'll see what happens. But as far as I'm concerned, the main thing that's going on right now is that the inflation fears are dissipating. That's good news. We'll see what the Fed says about it in their FOMC statement. But as far as I can tell right now, inflation is transitory. And the Fed will still be cutting later this year. So that's your update. Hang on, everybody. I'm sorry that we have to retest the recent lows that we made last Friday. But that's all that's going on. And then the market will be prospering here sooner than later. The earnings environment remains ideal. The analysts are still revising their estimates higher. So there's no reason to get out of this market at this time, in my opinion. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.